You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up at 7 on Latino USA, in 2013, nine young undocumented activists wearing their graduation caps and gowns walked from Mexico up to border officials in the U.S. and demanded to be granted asylum. They became a symbol of the so-called Dreamers who grew up undocumented in the United States. At a time of high tension over immigration, Latino USA revisits that story after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, as state lawmakers gather tomorrow at the state capitol to hear Governor Walker's budget address, they won't be alone. Grassroots groups and individuals from across Wisconsin are traveling to the capitol for another objective, what they're calling the Citizens Water Lobby Day.
The event's Facebook page encourages interested citizens to, quote, stand up, speak out, and demand sustainable and responsible water policy from our elected officials, end quote. From high-capacity wells to concerns over proposed large-scale agricultural operations and drinking water safety and beach quality alerts, there are a lot of issues on the table.
Christy Greening joins us now. She's on the board of the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network, one of the groups behind tomorrow's Citizens Water Lobby Day event. Christy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how did this idea get off the ground for this Citizens Water Lobby Day?
Well, that's a very interesting story, actually. This all came about only about 3.5 weeks ago when a local grassroots organizer named Don Easted from the Concerned Rome Citizens Group in our neck of the woods in central Wisconsin approached me stating, I have a donor that is willing to pay for 6 charter buses from all over Wisconsin to get individuals to Madison to talk about water. What do you think? And I didn't really believe him at first, quite honestly. That's a pretty huge price tag and a pretty generous donation. And so the more I talked with Don, he approached me not only because I work with the same grassroots group that he does in the central Wisconsin area, but I also am a board member of the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. And I said, well, let's bring Mary Dougherty into this call and see what we can go with it. So a week later, Mary Dougherty and Don Easted and myself had our first conference call, and Citizen Water Lobby Day was planned. We started.
And so hundreds of people will be converging tomorrow at the Capitol. Why is now the right time to talk about water issues?
Well, if you look back, you know, Wisconsin really is at a tipping point. We're at a critical point right now. We have high-capacity well legislation that tried to get passed last session and, again, is already rumored to be brought up again, where we have lakes and streams running dry. We have folks that have lakefront property, but they don't have a lake anymore. You look over in the Kewaunee County area, which has the highest concentration of concentrated animal feeding operations, mm-hmm. and you have hundreds of folks that can't even drink the water out of their own faucet. And then you look at frac sand mining and other types of mining and shoreline zoning. There is water concerns with all these different groups, and citizens' voices continue to be ignored as many of our legislators just simply continue to take the money from the big lobby groups and put forth the legislation that they have written.
And you've said that these are everyday people who are traveling to Madison. These are not
Absolutely.
The polished people who do this as their jobs to lobby. These are newcomers to what lobbying is.
Absolutely. We have young folks getting on the bus. We have elderly folks. I just read in one of the Green Bay newspapers of a 75-year-old person getting on the bus for the first time to hit Madison. And this is what is bringing him to advocacy: water, water concerns, water issues. So we have a wide range, of everyday citizens coming down, not your typical polished lobbyist.
And in a recent op-ed that ran in the Cap Times, you wrote, "Water knows no boundaries and should be viewed as a nonpartisan issue in our legislature." In reality, though, do you actually see that happening?
Well, I can look through rose-colored glasses. you know, when I look at the makeup of our legislature right now, can I say it's going to happen this session? Maybe not, but we will never make any progress unless we start to try. unless we bring all of our groups together, you know, across the spectrum to stand shoulder to shoulder, to draw that line in the sand and say, we are not going to sit down. We are not going to shut up. You need to hear our concerns, and you need to hear concerns of all of Wisconsin's citizens, not just those in your district, because how can you really vote on legislation that is being promoted for the health and safety and welfare of Wisconsin citizens if you are just looking within your own boundaries in regards to water? Water knows no boundaries, and neither should our legislators.
But why do you think water issues have become so polarizing, so politicized?
You know, that's a very good question. When I look back at what's happening in our central Wisconsin area, we have large-scale vegetable growers that are pumping large amounts of water. And when I look at this last campaign session, hundreds of thousands of dollars went in to get that legislator elected. So where do I think his vote is going to go? It's not really going to go to the citizens that are coming down to Madison. It's going to go to that particular group that put so much money into his campaign coffer.
We're talking with Christy Greening. She's a board member and a spokesperson for the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. It's one of the groups behind tomorrow's Citizens Water Lobby Day event. Christy, now you come from a part of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids, not far from the town of Saratoga.
Where, yep, that is where I live.
Or you come from, okay, Saratoga, yep. Yeah, where there's a proposed 5,300 cow dairy farm. It's been a hot topic of debate. Tell us about the situation there and your involvement in this.
Sure. The proposed Golden Sands Dairy is being looked at by the Waisaki organization to our township in Saratoga, which is definitely highly residential and recreational area. And we did form a grassroots group there called Protect Wood County and Its Neighbors. Right across the county line in Adams County is a Tri-Lakes area of the township of Rome. They have the Concerned Rome Citizens Group that is also, you know, opposing and fighting back against this CAFO. It's been 5 years. And we have tremendous citizen support in our area, just an unbelievable group of citizens in Rome and Saratoga that are willing to get up, stand up, you know, speak out every single time there is something moving forward with this proposal. And for 5 years, we've held them off, and they haven't cut a tree. And we're going to continue to hold them off and continue to fight.
Is there room, though, for CAFOs, you know, with these operations, these large operations, or do you see just no ability for a CAFO to be possible?
I don't think realistically anybody can sit back and say absolutely no CAFOs anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's not a realistic idea. However, where the Waisaki organization is trying to place this particular CAFO, Golden Sands Dairy, it's in a township that absolutely has no agriculture. It's a highly recreational residential area, and they want to come in and just plop it in the middle of the town where we reside on highly sandy soil. So when they use their high-capacity wells, and they spray irrigation of manure, and they're going to cut all the trees down, those nitrates and phosphates and chemicals, they're going to leach into our groundwater rapidly.
Talk a little about high-capacity wells. They've become very controversial in mm-hmm. Wisconsin in recent years. So far, these wells have remained fairly regulated, but State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said he wants to pass a bill that would let owners of existing high-capacity wells repair or replace them without a permit. So what about this issue of high-capacity wells and what you'd like to see going forward?
Sure. In regards to the high-capacity well situation, it really depends on what side you look at. I don't think anybody is against the family farmer passing down his farm to his son and wanting to transfer the rights of that high-capacity well to keep the farm in the family and whatnot. It's a situation where these large corporate agriculture entities are coming in and buying smaller farms or buying properties with the high-capacity wells where originally they didn't have a high level of pumping, and now it's going to be an excessive amount of pumping. And if the DNR doesn't have the ability to go in and say, okay, hold on a minute, we went from pumping X amount to quadrupling that amount, there needs to be some type of policing power in there to ensure that you don't just automatically get these wells and pump as much water as you want for as long as you want. And so there is those pieces of the legislation that people are really fighting. But those are also the pieces of the legislation that some of the legislators are trying to keep hidden.
We're talking right now with Christy Greening about water issues in Wisconsin and tomorrow's Citizens Lobby Day on these issues at the state capitol. And you can join in our discussion at 800-642-1234.
Is there an important water issue, something you're worried about in your community? Is there a development that's coming along that has you worried about the quality of the water? Do you have a lead in your part of the state in your water? Runoff, other issues, beach quality alerts. Do you think Wisconsin's doing enough to protect water quality and quantity? What kind of solutions are you hoping for? Or are you involved with a business, an operation that uses a lot of water? Do you think you're getting an unfair rap sometimes? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue this conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're continuing our conversation now with Christy Greening. She sits on the board of the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. It's one of the groups behind tomorrow's Citizens Water Lobby Day event, which aims to bring citizens' voices to the state capitol on issues related to water quality around the state.
You can join in as well at 800-642-1234. Do you think enough is being done in Wisconsin to protect our water? What are the water issues that you're worried about? And what do you see as possible solutions? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Christy, you're going to have many people coming from many parts of the state with such varied things that are top of mind for them that are focused on water in their life.
Absolutely.
So lawmakers will be hearing a lot of different issues. What do you want the takeaway to be?
The main takeaway for our legislators is a couple different things. One, to realize that when looking at water legislation, they need to look at all the different issues that are happening in Wisconsin and not just be focusing on one small issue for one small area. We are encouraging people to bring their water stories, and we actually encourage folks to write your story and leave it behind in the legislators' offices. How can you make good policy for Wisconsin if you don't know what's happening around Wisconsin? And so we're encouraging our attendees to hit all legislative offices, not just their representatives.
Well, let's go to the phones now with Luke from Van Dyne. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
What would you like to add about water?
Okay. In answer to Rob's question, yes, I have one of those issues, both issues, the CAFO. An operation that has grown by leaps and bounds in recent years. It's a huge building with hundreds and hundreds of cows, causing a very nasty odor, by the way, not to mention I'm sure it's got to be doing damage to the water. And the other thing is, you know, my neighbor, and I don't know, I don't want to point any fingers, but neighbors, whatever, as far as I have an old farmhouse, and the original well is, I use it once in a while, and it just, like, out of the blue goes dry.
Hmm.
And I used to think it was just, oh, we haven't had a lot of rain, so it's, you know, pretty shallow well, it's old, it goes dry. Well, it went dry when there was plenty of rain happening, and it's happened so many times that, now there's the answer. There must be a high-capacity well doing that in my area.
Christy, have you heard those types of anecdotes?
Oh, absolutely. We have worked a lot with the folks out around the Central Sands Dairy in the Juneau County town of Armenia, where there's water testing wells out there that are ranging as high as 75 parts per million in nitrate. And, you know, most people understand that 10 is the absolute limit where folks should not be drinking or bathing. And there's folks out in that area that the only thing their water is good for is flushing the toilet. When they brush their teeth, they have to distill the water. When they wash their hands, they have to use some type of Germex or other cloth. They literally can't use the water in their own homes.
Hmm. Let's take another call now. Thank you, Luke, for your thoughts. Let's go to Gary in Waukesha. Hi, Gary.
Hi there.
What would you like to add?
Well, I'd like to make several comments. One is, where is the DNR regulation? Where is the federal regulation for a maximum number of head of cattle per acre to avoid contaminating everyone's private wells? Why does this even allow to happen that all those people have to go and buy bottled water and they don't have any recourse to sue these CAFOs to get a lifetime supply of potable water?
What about the DNR, Christy?
You know, over the past 5 years that I have been working, you know, fighting the CAFO to our area, we have definitely seen the power and the enforcement power of the DNR being stripped. You know, budget after budget, year after year, more and more authority has been taken away from the DNR. And it's sad. Some of the best folks we have worked with at the DNR have chosen to leave. You know, ethically, they have chosen to leave because of what is happening with that department. And it's even more scary as we hear that now they're looking at breaking the DNR apart and, you know, moving it from one department to another. It's just another step in really the destruction of Wisconsin.
Let's hear now from Irene in Burlington. Hi, Irene.
Hi, and I'm sorry, I can't turn off my radio because I'm in the car. So, you know, it might be problematic.
You're okay.
Okay. So what my issue is getting the public to understand that it's in everybody's vested interest to protect groundwater. We have as an issue out here the protection of groundwater. I live in a rural area. I've done a lot of research dealing with the U.S. Geological Survey, who has an office at UWM, and know that the drawdown of groundwater in southeastern Wisconsin is the greatest in the state. It's much worse than it is in Plover. In fact, our water is being sucked into Illinois by the high-capacity wells that are located in the western Chicago suburbs. And yet you can't get people to react because, or to understand the issue, because the first thing they say is my well going to go dry? Well, right now, no, but eventually, maybe, and, you know, long term, certainly, yes. And people that are in Lake Michigan, they don't care because they have lake water. And, oh, by the way, I just don't want any sewage going down the Root River, without understanding that this is an issue for the whole state. Well, groundwater does not understand boundaries. It recognizes no boundaries.
This is a very personal issue, water being a very personal issue. And as you mentioned, tomorrow people are coming with these personal issues and,
yes,
and addressing them to lawmakers. And Irene addressed groundwater and wells and groundwater going dry and drying up these water from these natural sources. What issues do you see there?
You definitely, when I reflect again back in my central Wisconsin area, because that is my background, we have numerous lakes and streams that have gone dry. We have pictures on our internet page where you can see docks stretching out into a grassland. Lakes that once were home to fish and fishermen and you could ski and swim without concern, they're no longer there. So to say that high capacity wells aren't adding to that problem is ridiculous. Speaking with legislators here just a week ago, an individual made the comment, if indeed lakes are drying up, we may have to do a study. Well, in the Central Sands area, we have 60 years of study. We have, you know, hydrologists and scientists that have documented the Central Sands. We know what is causing the problem. It's time to act.
Well, before we go here, as we close, Karen in Cottage Grove has called in wanting to know if anyone can drop in on tomorrow's event. So can you go into the particulars of what will happen tomorrow?
Sure, absolutely. This event is open to absolutely anybody. You don't have to have a CAFO concern. You don't have to have a frac sand concern. This event is open to anybody that has a concern with their water. The event check-in is in room 425 southwest of the Capitol. In that room, you can just filter on through. You will get your event badge, a pin. You'll get all the necessary handouts and information, the agenda for the day, and then you're off and running. Everybody is welcome.
And this is happening just hours before the budget address, and so wondering what, in terms of clean water initiatives, what would you like to hear out of the budget proposal very quickly here? We're running short.
What I would like to hear is that they are actually going to take a look at water concerns and bring everybody to the table.
Christy, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it. Christy Greening is a board member and spokesperson for the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. It's one of the groups behind tomorrow's Citizens Water Lobby Day event. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.